May 22, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Day of Mixed Blessing. Opening prayer. Lord God, thank you for your word. Use it to show me in new and deeper ways who you are and how I can better serve you. Read Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. The Day of the Lord. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. Reflect. Consider Jesus' invitation concerning the Holy Spirit in John chapter 7, verse 37. Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Do you have that thirst? After all the dried-up descriptions of chapter 1, here is an abundant pouring out. The day of the Lord is indeed dreadful. But when God comes to us, his presence is always two-sided. John the Baptist announced that Jesus would come to baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Luke chapter 3, verse 16. On the one hand, Jesus comes to baptize with the blessing of the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Luke chapter 3, verse 17. Paul makes a similar point about how people respond to those who bring the good news of Jesus. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. So, the coming of God is great news to those who love him, but terrible news to those who resist him. That is why Joel combines the prospect of the outpouring of the Spirit as blessing, releasing spiritual life and prosperity, with descriptions of celestial portents of disaster. The good news is that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Apply. How much do you long for the presence of God? Enough for his holiness to burn up the chaff in your life? Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, as you dwell in me, I ask that you make me more and more like my Savior. Cause my heart to break over all that displeases him and long to honor him in all that I do.